Blog Talk Radio.
God day and welcome to Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am your host. As we've been talking about principles that make you powerful, and this is part 8 of principles that make you powerful, and the principle that I'm going to be talking about today is the principle of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Now, I want you to get your Bibles to go along with me. In addition to that, I want you to be able to take copious notes. All right. If you're a first-time listener, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the esteemed senior minister and spiritual director of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment of Washington, D.C., and with a gathering in Philadelphia. We are primarily online, and we invite you to partner with us. We've been having some issues with the website at krlm.org, but you can go there, and I'd like you to become a partner with us as well. Okay, and so that's who I am. And without any further ado, let's just get right into this principle of seed time and harvest. Now, this is a controversial principle that many people have a hard time dealing with, and which is to me amazing because if we look at life, the reality is whatever we sow, of course we know that we reap. What goes around comes around. We've heard the saying. And I want to share, according to Scripture, why this and how this is very important. Okay, now the first Scripture I want to deal with is Genesis 8:22. That says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and night shall never cease. Okay, so as long as the earth endures, we're always going to have seed time and harvest. Now, the reason why this is so controversial is because many people don't really understand the idea of seed. They think maybe seed is just money, but it's a part of it. But really, I think the problem that they have is that maybe they feel that whatever you sow, that I shouldn't have an expectation of it coming back to me. I shouldn't be expecting the harvest. Well, we're going to dig deep into look at these things, but we know automatically that we will have seed time and harvest. It's a part of life. Now, first of all, let me break down what the seed is, because seed is more than money. Of course, it is your treasure. But seed more so, as my mentor, Dr. Mike Murdoch, says, is that we are a walking warehouse of seed. Everything that we have is a seed. You know, your time is a seed. Your treasure is a seed. Your talents are a seed. We always have seed that we can invest and we can sow. And when we invest and we sow of ourselves, we can expect a harvest to be able to come. Because again, as long as there's the earth, we're going to have seed time and harvest. And harvest is as we plant our time, our talent, our treasure, we will receive a harvest back in our lives. Now, that ties in with what Paul shared into the church at Galatia in Galatians 6:7. He says that, be not deceived, God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whatever seed you sow, and listen, you don't even have to get super spiritual on this. I mean, you think about it. If you sow your time in a relationship, in the right relationship, in the right soil, guess what? You're going to receive that back. That's a given. If you sow into good soil, your dollars in terms of investment, you know that you shall receive that back. That is a given, right? So this spiritual law and principle is given. But I want you to expand this to just thinking about just money. Or again, why not money? Expand it to be able to say that whatever I sow, that I know that I am going to receive back. I am going to receive a harvest. And I want to share this. What kind of farmer does not expect a harvest? And I think maybe that was what messes us up, because we say, well, you know, I give and I sow, but I don't expect anything back in return. Well, where did we get that idea from? You know, of course, we give to whomever we ask, and we give without, you know, kind of expecting that to come back. But when I am sowing, when I am giving of my time, my talent, and my treasure to the things of God or to the things of bettering of myself, I, yes, expect a harvest to come back. I expect me of the opportunity to grow and to expand and to have more than what I have invested. For instance, the time and the talent, the time and the ability that you would have to go to school to get your degree. Think about it. You spent 4 years in college, or, you know, you spent a couple years in grad school, what have you. And why did you spend that time? So that the next 30 years of your life would be different than if you did not. You sowed, but you knew that, look, I'm going to receive more as a result of me investing my time. And I have a right to indeed have more in my life. You know, it's interesting. I have a friend, and which I talk about the unhealthy nature. It's unhealthy to say that I sow without looking for anything in return. And let me share a story, a true story. I have a friend who has 3 degrees from the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. They have an undergraduate degree, and they have 2 graduate degrees. And also, did I make mention that they have also 2 certificates from Wharton School, which is their business school, which is the top business school in the world. And this person was looking for a job, and they offered the person a job of, you know, up south of $120,000. And at that time, they were maybe making about $45,000 to $50,000. And they were saying, oh, gosh, you know, I never wanted this. I never wanted this for my life. I never thought that I would be at this level or to be able to command that. Then why did you sow your time and your talent and as well as your treasure, because you have student loans, to receive all of this and not expect for it to pay off? So that's unhealthy. That is unhealthy. And so it is with the things as far as God is concerned. God says with everything, if we sow, we shall receive. Be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If I give unto the kingdom, I have a right to receive from the kingdom. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing shall men give into your bosoms in Luke 6:38, right? As Jesus says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing shall men give unto your bosom. So I have a right to be able to expect more in my life as a result of my sowing. Sowing. Don't let people tell you, don't expect much. And this principle is very important. If you are going to receive anything in terms of life, you are going to have to sow. The sow of your time, your talent, and yes, even your treasure. And I want to talk about that tomorrow when I talk about your financial seed. Because again, what really blows people away is along the lines of finance. And they get stuck there. Oh, no, I just give, and I just give, and it's just not me about expecting. Where God says that as you pay of your tithe, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing you would not have room enough to receive. Well, is that okay for me to be able to expect that? Yes, it's okay to expect that because it's a promise that God makes to us as a result of our giving, as a result of our sowing. Now, we'll talk about tomorrow even the condition of our heart when we do so. of our time, our talent, and our treasure. But specifically tomorrow, when we're dealing with the financial aspect as far as that's concerned. So it's important to know that you can sow seed. And remember, you are a walking warehouse of seed of your time, your talent, and your treasure. And as you sow into good, fertile soil, which we should be sowing into, we know that we have a right to be able to receive those things back in our lives, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. All right. Let me share this in terms of closing. So I got a few minutes left. I do want to share the importance of sowing into the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. And I want to talk a lot tomorrow about the importance of the financial seed and how powerful that is in your life and what you have to expect. And when you align with ministries of like faith who are doing the work and the will of God, who has a pastor that has a vision, and as you sow into that vision, you have the right to expect blessing in your life. And you can be able to aim that seed for the things of God in your life. And I want to pick that up tomorrow. But I want to share, folks, that this ministry needs your support. And if you can be so kind to go, I'm not sure if the website is working today. They said that it's going to take about 3 days or so to fix it. But if you can, try today and sow a seed into us. And I believe that God is going to bless you directly in proportion to your giving. And that's another interesting thing, because as given, it shall be given to you. And the measure that you mete out, it shall be measured back unto you. So give generously today in sowing a seed to help us take this ministry across the world. There's a lot of things I'm doing now, television time in various television markets, looking at radio in various markets, looking to expand the media in regards to the internet as well, and we need your support. Well, listen, my time is up. But until next time, I want you to live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I will be back tomorrow as I continue the series on principles that make you powerful. This has been Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and keep on creating a phenomenal life.